Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have so many wonderful things that we're going to talk about, you know, that if you're interested in seeing, it's wonderful to you. You know, some people have their heads buried in the sand of denial, you know, and but those that are looking around and say, you know, I want to see better. You know, I want to go to the Holy Ghost eye doctor and I want to see what's actually going on.
Right.
And you're going to hear some things that are really going to bring some enlightenment to you this week. You know, some of the things we're going to talk about, you know, is men's philosophies and traditions that are holding God's people captive, and how Jesus spoke truth to them, and how many of them got set free, and you want to be free. God's called you to be free, but free to follow Jesus. He says, "My sheep know my voice," and that's what we talk about abiding all the time. We'll talk more about today, but first, I want to say in Proverbs, you know, we always start the corresponding day for today is the 18th of the month, and so we look at Proverbs 18, but since it's the Monday, we always go back and look at Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, since those happened during the time that we weren't on the air in the weekend. And so I'm looking at today, Proverbs 16:1, and I just pray that the wisdom of the Lord would come over you. It says, to man belongs the plans of his heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of his tongue. Let me say that again. To man belongs the plans of his heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of his tongue. Think about that. I mean, think of how many times you sit back and strategize. I mean, anybody that goes to a six-year education, somebody that goes to Bible school, or somebody that goes to ministerial training, somebody who gets discipled in the things of Jesus, I mean, they're planning, you know, they're strategizing, Pat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, they're making a plan. It's good to have a plan. You know, a person without a vision or plan, you know, perishes. You got to have a vision. You got to be able to know things. But understand this, that, you know, your plans are going to be all messed up if you can't deal with your mouth. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So many people do a wonderful ministry for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? They just orate this awesome teaching, or they sing some song that makes the back of your hair curl up as the presence of God, you know, is sitting in the room, or they play an instrument that just touches your heart, but then they start talking.
Yeah. Messes it all up.
Yeah, they messed it, you know, and it's like, I mean, you had such good plans. Who cut in on you, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, the mouth, when you think about the mouth, and it's, what he's, so he's saying that wisdom says that, you know, you can have all these plans. You know, men do plan, make plans in their heart. We're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Habakkuk 2:2 talks about that, 2 through 3. But if you can't control your mouth, the plans, I mean, that plan is going to trump any other plan, because God will actually reply. He'll reply to what you say.
Mm-hmm.
He won't reply to what's in your heart.
All right.
What, you know, with a little plan in your heart,
mm-hmm.
or a big plan, whatever it is. And so I think about James, you know, James chapter 3. He talks about that. He says that, you know, I believe it's chapter 3, verse 2. He says, "We will stumble in many ways," right?
Yes.
All right. So if you stumbled, realize, you know, we're going to stumble in many ways. But if anyone is not at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man. Mm. Now we're understanding why we're not.
Yes. Yes.
He's able to keep his whole body in check. Think about that. That means this. That means that, man, if we could just deal with our mouths,
mm-hmm.
our body will line up. And we say, "What's wrong with my body?" And it's like, your mouth.
Right.
You know? Because God is like constantly responding to what we say.
Mm-hmm.
It says, God responds, replies to our words, to what we say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which is really, really cool. Because that means if you don't like what you're seeing, start saying what you desire to see, and God
That's
will
right.
respond to it.
That's right.
Right? If a man can see it in his heart and believe it, and it's in agreement with the will of God, you're going to see some things, major things unfold, right?
Right, awesome things.
But you can have godly plans,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
But if you can't control your mouth, right?
Yep.
Somebody says, "Well, I just give up on it." Well, no, there's an empowerment through God, through the cross of Christ, by his spirit. It's total reliance and trust. So when we start running our mouth in the antithesis of what we're believing God for, the enemy's using our mouth to kill the very plans that we desired to come to pass in our life, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's using our own tongue against us, right? Yes. I like what T.D. Jakes said once. He was there in Texas. He was just opening up his ministry. He invited the governor in, and he started speaking some stuff out. And he says, I felt like my tongue jumped out my mouth and slapped me upside my face. Yeah, we have moments like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes on to say, you know, in James chapter 3, verse 3, he says, you know, when you put a bit in the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. You know, it's kind of far away from what we do nowadays because we actually have a steering wheel on our car, you know, 300 horses, yes. Horsepower. But you can turn the whole horse. You know, I used to have a bridle and a bit in my office hanging on the wall to remember, you know, that it's just, we could just control our mouths and all. Mm-hmm. He says, or even take a ship, for example. Although they are so large and are driven by a strong wind, they are steered by a very small rudder. Wherever the pilot, wherever the believer, wherever you want to go. It's amazing. I was in the Navy and had these huge ships, and they would go in dry dock. And, you know, you're so used to being on this big ship, but when you look underneath the ship in the back, it's just a small rudder.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you turn a ship is you got to know ahead of time where you want to go.
Right.
It's not like, okay, we're going to parallel park this puppy up here, you know.
Right.
You got to have coordinates down. You got to have a vision. You got to have direction. And all of a sudden you start turning, even though it doesn't look like anything's happening, gradually that ship, I think a carrier may take like a mile to turn.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That's how, yeah, but just think about, you know, your life, that you got to plan ahead. You start turning that wheel, it's turning what you're saying in the right area. Just hold on. Don't kill it with your mouth. Just hold on to it. And eventually your life will turn in that direction. That's what he's saying, you know, just like a rudder on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes on to say, it says, the tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person and sets the whole course. Think about it, the whole course of his life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. And the thing about it is, we set the course of our life by our words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. You know, think about your loved ones. I mean, if they're saying things that are loving and kind and affirming, it just releases stuff in your life to them. You know, it just makes you just releases things in your and towards them. And we're evil. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You being evil know how to do good things.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how the Lord feels when we are lining up, when everything in all of our life is contradicts. You know, our emotions are going, you're going to die. And your body's screaming, you got to this and you got to that. And we're going, you know, God is good and he's faithful and he's loving and he's more than able. And I trust him. I trust him. And even Abraham, you know, Abraham facing the facts that his body was as good as dead, and that, his ability to have a child was as good as dad, and that Sarah, her womb was as good as dad. He still believed God. Against all hope, in hope, he believed, and so became. So it's okay if all your situations in your life contradict the plans that God has laid in your heart and your desire. It's okay. Just believe God for it and speak it out and realize God will reply to that. But also realize this, that if you keep on making great plans, but your tongue refuses to line up with the plans, you're going to have what you say.
Right.
You know, and so the wisdom says, you know, let's don't change the world. You know, let's just change ourselves by what we say. And of course, Jesus tells us the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it doesn't speak from what's actually something stored in the corner of your heart.
Right.
Whatever's coming out the mouth, you're full of.
Full of it. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're driving right now in the car with somebody and they're saying, no, 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 that's not really how I feel. I just like, no, 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 you're full of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
I mean, hey, I'm just quoting the word here. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
It. That's it.
And so, and he says that you were so worried about, you know, the outside of the cup, and this inside of the cup is just horrifically dirty, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says you whitewash
tombs,
you know? Mm-hmm. And so, and so how do you change your tongue? How do you change the direction of your tongue? You can make good plans with your head, but if you don't change the content of your heart, you know, there's nothing more frustrating than that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You can analytically try to figure this thing out, or you can just fill your heart with the teachings of Jesus, trust the Lord, abide with him, and watch your tongue just all of a sudden start staying. You're totally shocked. I can't block. There was a day I wouldn't have said that.
That's right. Yeah.
And so he says it speaks from the overflow of the heart. So how you control your tongue is you trust God with it as you fill your heart with the contents of being his disciple, his teachings. And He says, a man speaks evil out of the evil stored up in his heart, and a man speaks good out of the good stored up in his heart. So you can store up things that can come out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. We do anyway, yeah. But you can store up good things.
Right.
You know, because God's going to reply not to your plan.
Your mouth.
He's going to reply to your mouth. Wow. Oh, my goodness. What does that mean? It means you can look to the person next to you and say, I'm not your fault. You're your own fault.
Right. That's right.
Woo. Everybody goes, shoo. Well, my goodness. I just want to tell you that's exciting, washing ourselves with the wisdom, you know, and realize that, you know, if we want people to be different, we got to speak things over them. We got to call those things that are not as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody looks at you and goes, you're beautiful and you're handsome, they're going like, oh, they must think I'm ugly and hope I'm going to change. No, I'm messing with you. But, you know, just begin to speak those things over. You know, you got a boss that's giving you a rugged time. Just bless them, you know. Bless her or him and just pray for them. And begin to speak things over them. Say, you know, my boss just blesses me. You know, gives me good hours and gives me favor. And
mm-hmm. Lots of raises.
Lots of raises. And we've seen a lot of that in the VFN family,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my goodness. Okay, that's enough. We don't want to hear about any more raises.
Right.
But God just truly blesses his people. So I want to encourage you this morning, you know, as we were talking, going into the half hour of the first hour, that, you know, remember that the wisdom of the Lord is to the man belongs the plans of his heart, which means you can plan whatever you want to plan. You know, you plan what God has laid on your heart. It needs to be in agreement with the kingdom of God. But then the reply of your tongue will come from God. So you're going to need to reply, mm-hmm. you know, according to you're going to need to speak and according to your plan, and God will reply according to your plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, the reason why you ask and don't get is because you ask amiss, not according to the kingdom of God. So it has to be kingdom values, you
right.
know, what God's doing. God wants you blessed. And his plans are to bless you and to restore the years the locusts had devoured. So I want to encourage you that don't move around. Don't change your address. Just change the content of your heart. You'll change your words, and God will actually reply to that situation right there. We'll be right back in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.